Are we doing?
Yeah, we're going, Nate.
Have we been going the whole time?
No, we just started.
Okay, great. Now we're going.
This is like show 35. We got like a news show going on today.
Kind of. This is, I'll call it maybe the kitchen sink show and look for a really hot graphic of a sink, because...
Oh, maybe it's got like claw feet.
Because, like a claw foot? Well, that'll be tough. We need something kind of horizontal. That's our design need, is a horizontal... I almost said toilet, but we're still... We could do toilets. We could do a trough. Are you with me on this? It's a little early for trough humor, I think.
But it's not too early for the Mountain Dew.
Mm-mm.
And that's actually where we're starting, like we do every week.
We don't really do that anymore, but... Actually, I kind of want to get back to the Mountain Dew, because I want to talk... We don't have to do... We have a list. Let's talk about our kitchen sink format today.
Okay.
Last show I was bitching about having nothing going on in graphic design.
Turns out you just didn't have the internet turned on.
Yeah, it turns out I just didn't turn on the internet. And this week we have all mess of stuff to talk about. Some of these are things that we're actually going to talk about. Some of them probably not. But just me and Donovan rocking it here today. Sorry, Donovan and I.
That's right.
My dad would correct me on that. First thing that I would actually like to talk about, we got big plans. We are rocking the HOW conference. You actually, technically not we. Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, I'll be there.
And true.
Steve Gordon will be there because he like owns the HOW conference or something.
I was trying to explain.
I don't even know if they can throw it if Steve doesn't show up.
I was trying to explain to our friend Drew Davies that Steve sort of almost counts as 36 point at this. Even though he doesn't like officially count, he's so knee deep in everything we do here that... basically saying that you and Steve are going to be somewhere at the same time means that 36 point kind of going to be there.
In a way, yeah.
I'm chilling at home in my pajamas.
Even before, we've sent him as our representative in the years past for the show.
Right. So this is like in the past when we send Steve to do quote-unquote live remotes, now we're doing that with you actually live. What are we doing?
Okay, so we're going to do 4 shows when we're there, and we'll record them every night. And then we'll you'll release them sometime during the next day.
Right.
The
first
one will just be me and you, because it'll be the expectations, getting ready for it, what I've sensed in the day I've been in Austin before anything began.
Hey, if you run into people, man, they can be on.
I don't even know if we'll be in the conference building. Maybe I'll swing by it. We'll see.
Maybe. I'm sure that when I went to the Denver conference, I ran into our pals at Volume Inc. in the friggin' airport. You'll probably see people.
It'll probably be pretty hard to walk 4 blocks in Austin and not run into Mark English.
It's entirely true. Mark English drunk at that. He's always there.
Yeah.
So we're doing live shows.
The first night's just me and you.
They're not going up at...
Because me and you, unless I run into somebody.
Right.
And
right.
The other nights it'll be like grab whoever's around, get them in front of the microphone, and we'll just do like... They'll be a little shorter than usual.
I think there's the potential that they may actually be longer than usual, depending on how many people.
We're recording these via iChat, so you'll have them here at the home office here in Omaha, and you'll be able to launch them.
Can we make up some BS line like I'm volunteering to stay behind so that I can do the post, really it's just that I'm not going to HOW?
Whatever makes you feel better.
That's good. Okay, so you will be recording these and putting them up at the end of each day. So it'll be like right after the conference, you guys will come in, talk about what you saw, talk about how you felt about it, sunshine and warts, all that good stuff.
And the last two of the shows, we got Tom Nemitz, who's going to be crashing the event.
Right. I don't think he's going to be the only person doing that.
He'll just be crashing the after parties.
Right. See if you can get...
He'll be in with us.
See if you can get JJ on one of them too. All right.
Okay.
Okay. JJ, who doesn't, I think, at all listen to this show, just make sure that it's just not a room full of dudes. Let me put it that way.
Well, if Steve's there, it won't be.
True. So that's going on starting. I think our first show is on the 24th, or is it on the 23rd?
I think we record on the 23rd. It'll come out on the 24th.
I'm just going to put them up as soon as okay. I'm just going to be here at the new, by the way, first show in the new headquarters.
Yeah.
And it is damn nice in here.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'll just be here and I'll
all
throw
you
them
listeners,
up.
Swing by anytime you're in the 74th and Pacific area. Here
yeah.
In
right. Okay. So those will go up, and that'll be like our live at the HOW conference. I keep saying live, and it'll be sort of live on a delay from the HOW conference. So if you're like me and you're not going, this will be like the closest way to do it. And surprisingly enough, Howe, the people at Howe, the good ladies at Howe, seem to actually be on board with this, though they are not officially sponsoring it in any capacity. So,
no. Right. Well, that's because they know what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so that's our new big plan. We have, if I may tease, something else new coming to the site, probably before the Howe conference.
Oh, well, we'll see how timing works out.
I actually, Donovan, I haven't told you this before we started recording. I would actually like to work on it on Friday of this week, potentially for a Tuesday release.
Well, like always, keep checking the site.
Yeah, changes. Just everyone listening should just check the site continuously to see.
And when then this, say, I don't see what they changed.
Taking our reasons to visit 36 Point from a paltry 2 to an astonishing 3. I'm very excited about it.
Fantastic.
I think it's going to be great. We did some tests last week. We did some technology testing, and it worked out quite actually better and easier than I had imagined. So that's what's going on. Now, what else is going on?
Oh, that. Yeah, I think that'll happen here, possibly before the Howe conference. I was talking about we got so many other things going on, and I don't even know.
Oh, do you mean the other two, like, huge, crazy things?
No, I was talking the other thing that involved, like, a lot of coding.
Oh, that you're talking about the 100th anniversary of One Point Rule.
Yeah.
Which is coming up soon. We're in the late 80s, 80-some-odd strips. We're coming to 100, and there will be changes.
Okay.
The biggest change that I'm excited about is that we're making it so from the main page you can actually go to the previous strip, which has just been a
that'll probably happen. Okay.
Well,
I'm on board with the other one. I think that'll happen before Howe.
Can I say that I've been working on the new site design and I feel like I wanted to use like word balloons and things for comments and stuff, but I started working on it and I realized that it just looks like a voting site now. So voting sites can suck it really for having co-opted the speech balloon. I feel like every voting site over the past 2 years has used like a speech balloon of some kind, and now I can't use it for my comic site because it makes it look like you can vote.
You may not even be able to have speech balloons in the comic strip.
I should probably take them out like freelance. You don't even read it. It's another webcomic. Anyway, webcomics are good, especially ones that rock about graphic design. So Donovan, I guess we're drinking Mountain Dew today.
So, yeah, so I'm following the Mountain Dew on the Twitter now. It's like
right.
MTN underscore Dew or something.
Okay, I tried that.
I mentioned something about them loving, I love the throwback, and I'm winning Game Fuel, you know, is the best thing they've done since Game Fuel.
Right, the throwback.
They actually responded to me. Oh, yeah, it's
good. Bad. Is it better than this garbage that you have here for me to drink?
Probably, but
okay.
They told me that Game Fuel is back in stores.
Which is true.
But it angers me a little bit because I went and I got on their website because you can like see who sells it now.
You can find a Game Fuel vendor.
You can find throwback vendors. I didn't see the Game Fuel list on there, but you can see like what areas in your town.
Oh, so right. Okay. Yeah. Because throwback's a little bit tougher to find.
Okay.
Right.
So they got rid of the Halos and they changed it with World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Because Halo wasn't nerd enough.
There's
really?
No,
how am I going to walk around with the? It was bad enough walking around with the Halo
with Master Chief on there. Look.
How am I going to walk around
thing,
with this World of Warcraft?
First
thing
I'm going to tell you is that there ain't nothing wrong with walking around with little Master Chief.
No, I mean, I could get over that.
Oh, I got a question for dudes who may or may not listen. Very quickly, does Halo Omaha or Halo Omaha Twitter tag? Do you guys do the Mythic maps or? Can I roll with you because I don't have them? Anyway, so, it's World of Warcraft now. So they have two flavors. They have orange, cherry citrus. Is that what it is? The original?
Something
which
like
is
that.
The Horde. And they have blue. What is blue?
Is it one of their failure cans? Like they sell this
it's,
Voltage,
no,
but they
not,
have those
not,
other
it's
two
not,
nasty
it's different
flavors?
From the Voltage. It's a different flavor. And it's like the good people, which I believe, and God don't quote me on this, is the Alliance. Most of my knowledge of World of Warcraft is...
from South Park, all mine
comes from either the South Park episode, which is amazing, or William Shatner / Mr. T adds... from TV.
Okay,
but apparently, a crap ton of people play Warcraft, and in fact, probably more than play Halo.
Right, and so if I'm being carry this thing around, am I going to run into people who be like, "Hey, dude, what's your game tag?" So we can
just say, "Well, they just say that you're a blood elf, which I think is badass, and give them an up nod, not a down nod, an up nod, and then just keep walking. Because the up nod says, I'm with you, but I don't got time to talk to you about it. And then that'll be your fake way to get out of having a conversation. Mountain Dew, if you're listening, do Game Fuel Leroy Jenkins. Do a special edition. I've got a bottle of the Halo stuff that I kept so that I could keep my giant glowing orange bottle of Mountain Dew with Master Chief on it. I would totally keep a Leroy and Jenkins.
I even have a can here of the old Game Fuel with the Halo. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to have one with the World of Warcraft people, but...
No, probably not, right?
No, you never know, because I think what we'll do is if we can find this stuff in Austin at the gas station or something, mm-hmm. maybe we'll do a little taste test in the room during one of these.
I would love it if you would do that. I would love it if you would do that.
Okay.
Mix a throwback in there,
if we can
too.
Find it. I know once you get further south, finding Pepsi products becomes more and more difficult.
Well, I think that they swap out the Pepsi products for, like, Coke. Beer.
No, well, it goes to Mellow Yellow.
Or beer. I think that's what they drink down south. I think people drink beer in Texas.
We can probably find some Lone Star down there.
I don't know. If we could get a reader to comment on that, solidified if they drink beer instead of Mountain Dew.
That would help us out.
In Texas. Let's do that. Let's move on. I'm going to cross Mountain Dew Game Fuel, which is so design-related, let me tell you. You know what is design-related? Our buddy, everyone's design crush. It used to be Secret Design Crush. Now it's not anymore. Debbie Millman.
Yeah, everyone's just out there with it.
Everyone completely out of the closet with their Debbie Millman love. Apparently so is all of AIGA as Debbie is taking over as the new president.
Congratulations to Debbie.
Congratulations
it's fantastic.
To Debbie for that. That's really cool. It was Sean.
Following up the fantastic Sean Adams.
I was going to say, was Sean still president and now she's taking over after Sean Adams?
It just switched. It's like a 2-year term. Before that, it was Bill Grant.
Right. Okay. So following in a long line of totally awesome dominant designers, Debbie Millman stepping up kind of makes sense. Kind of like, oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer. It's not someone we've never heard of. It's one of the more well-knownest designers in the world.
Right.
Brimming with success. I could see Debbie as president. One of the things that they're starting now. Okay, so AIJ just did this thing in Portland. And if you're on Twitter and follow any designers, you couldn't escape the AIJ Portland Leadership Retreat.
Kind of like it's going to be in a couple weeks with trying to escape the house.
Trying to escape how. But we're embracing that.
Right.
We did not have an undercover spy.
Because how is like 10 times the amount of people that were there.
Right. Well, that and, you know, the intimacy of that kind of makes the, when, you know, when we went on AIJ leadership retreats, kind of makes it rad. But then, you know, you just get that times 10, times 20. God, it's not times 10. That would only be like 1,000 people.
There's like 200, times like 1,000 at the Howard Conference.
Anyhow, they started a new website, which I believe is because of AIGA.org.
Might be .com.
Could be. Check them out. I don't know. Which is a lot like, well, no one else is going to know this. It's a lot like ILiveInOmaha.com, which is a lot like Twitter, which is like you finish the sentence because of AIGA. And then what they give you, you don't get 140 characters. You get 5 words.
Oh, but you get a longer one below that to explain it further. But nobody wants to read those.
No, and I did click on the chapter cloud. Currently, Nebraska chapter has no entries.
Oh, so because of AIGA, nothing's happening in Nebraska? Is that what it's saying?
I would imagine that's what that says by virtue of saying nothing.
That does hurt a little bit.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Minneapolis and New York are pretty active on there, or at the very least, their names are big in the cloud. Nebraska currently not stepping it up. So here's what I'm going to ask our listeners. Now, I have to be kind of careful about this because not only are we hugging pals with Debbie Millman, who is now president, we don't want to offend. But because of AIJ, I imagine they're looking for positive messages. We can voluntarily take over the negative or inappropriate because of AIJs so that they don't appear on that site. We can be like
how
the
nice
filter.
Of you. I like that.
I know, right?
Right.
We're really sticking our necks out there for AIGA. That's what we do now that Debbie's in charge. When Sean was in charge, whatever, I guess.
All right.
Jeez, dude, looking all good, walking around, being all cool. Anyway, let's move on. I think we should move on to something else.
We can always move on to Chip Kidd's writing for Batman now.
Yeah, we can. I love how this. Can I just take a moment and comment that I'm kind
because
of
because that's
digging.
Like design and Batman at the same time, so we have to talk about it.
We absolutely do. It actually hits more notes and for Arfield than Game Fuel does.
You have to remember that, like, when Sean was on in, like, show number 17, go back and listen to it if you haven't yet.
Or you have that
Chip
memorized?
Chip
was 17, yeah.
Yeah, that we basically gave up talking about design, just talked about, like, Watchmen.
Right, and Batman a little bit. And I think that, and I still feel strong about that decision. That's what you talk about when Chip Kidd is in the room.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was what we wanted to talk about.
Because now Chip has done several Batman books before. He did covers for, you know, the Dark Knight books. He did Batman Animated. He did the Batman Collectibles. He did the Batman
covers for All-Star Batman and Robin.
Well, the logo design, really.
Right.
You don't really do covers when it's just a masthead and then they put Jim Lee's drawing below it.
Yeah, but you slap your name on it and take credit.
Sure, why not? So this is like, I did a strip on this, which Chip Kidd said was awesome. So thanks, Chip. I know you're listening. Hugs. And let me say, that would be rad. If there were a way for me to make, I think the example I put out there was a Halo game, a Star Wars movie, and an X-Men comic, all by virtue of being in graphic design. If that was the career path I could follow to making those things, I feel like that's the equivalent to what Chip Kidd and his massive Batman fetishes.
Yeah, it is nice to see someone get like their dream project.
I know.
And most likely, like all dream projects, this one will be like totally terrible and the editor will kill him and he will hate it and he won't talk about it ever again.
Right. Now, conjecture for me, if you will, because I think we can have some fun. What is a Chip Kidd Batman comic, Donovan Beery? Go.
Oh, I still haven't read The Cheese Monkeys, so don't ask me.
You haven't even read Cheese Monkeys?
No, remember I talked to him about it and I hadn't read it and I got in trouble and now
haven't read it?
No, I got into reading some other books instead, but I did finish the Wu-Tang Manual, which I told him I had to read first.
Maybe you could get on
that
it.
That is done, and I am now wearing a size 38 jeans because that's where it's at. That's what the RZA tells me. You should be too, no matter what size you
are. Oh, I was going to say, I'm not quite there, thanks.
No, you wear a 38 no matter what. That's where it's at.
Okay, so if I were, I don't know. I mean, a Chip Kidd Batman, okay. would it be like Cheese Monkeys?
Don't ask me.
Here's what I'm hoping for out of a Chip Kidd Batman. I'm hoping that he does not try to do Frank Miller Batman. I am hoping that he does 60s campy Batman. I'm hoping that he plays up the fun of Batman, which I feel like has been missing for some time. Like, it could be throwback Batman very easily with Chip writing it. And I think that that could be a lot of fun. And then, you know, of course, there's, like, at some point, I will be disappointed if there is not, like, and I hope this doesn't come across as offensive, but I am almost pleading for a tremendous gay joke about Batman and Robin in the middle of that. Because that's always been the little subtext there, his ward sliding down the poles, you know, and now Chip's writing it. We all know Chip.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you listen to the show.
And that's just it. If you think that I'm being impolite right now, you should just go back and listen to Chip's show.
No, dude's a fun guy.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that it's that kind of Batman comic, and I'm hoping it's not crazy serious Batman. I hope that it throws back to campy style where when you punch someone, the whole screen goes pow. And suddenly I'm getting a crazy Mountain Dew caffeine headache here.
Okay, well then we're going to move on to the next
book. Yeah, why don't we move on while I struggle
with this? The next book
is
Steve Gordon's book, and it is out.
Oh yeah, Steve's book is out.
I of course mention it because my name's on the inside cover, so I'm going to mention it to everyone. I mean, I would just walk down the street and start yelling about it. It's great.
I can write my name on the cover.
But he's got an official book signing.
This will be his first official book signing.
Yeah, it's being thrown at the Nomad Lounge, if you're here in Omaha, June 20th, which is Saturday, from 6 to 8 p.m.
Right, so hey, that is 4 days before the How Conference.
Yeah.
So you can get your pre-How Conference copy.
And he's
going
to have a very limited edition there to sell.
When you say very limited edition, you mean like he's going to have like 3 books? What can you fit in a suitcase?
No, I think it's like 12 is all they're going to have there.
Oh, right. I was going to say, because I know he is selling them there.
It's more of a celebration of Steve's book, but there'll be a few to sell. But get there early if you want to buy one, or bring your book and have them sign it when you're there.
Yeah, and that's right. And then actually at your How Conference would be a pretty good way to get not
and
only...
And for those of you not in Omaha, Steve will be in Austin, so and you'll be able to find him because he'll be at the center of everything.
Wait, I was going to...
Look for the giant pool of the ladies.
Is he having 12 books Here in Omaha or 12 books at Howe?
Oh, I don't know what he's doing at Howe. I have no idea.
Okay, so he'll have a few books on hand just to pick up here.
Yeah.
But mostly, okay.
I have no idea if he's going to have books at Howe.
He's going to have books at Howe.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he is. That was confirmed quite some time ago. So if you miss it here in O-Town, y'all can go out to Howe. So let's talk about Howe a little bit more. I was going to bring this up earlier. I forgot. So we are going to let people who bump into you and Steve, but probably I think we should focus on you, be on the show at Howe.
Oh, we got the promotion ready. I have the promotion here.
You've got a promotional item that we have given
They're limited, but I'm going to be giving them out to everyone I meet. Yeah. Well, up until I start running low, and then I'll be holding them back to those who know the secret code, which we've said a few times.
Right, yeah. I don't think we need to say the secret code again, but you can go all the way back to the Bryn Muth show to hear that secret code.
Correct.
I feel like there should almost be a bit of a game. Like for people who want to be – people who are listening, if you're going to the Howe Conference, you can be on the show there with Donovan.
Yeah, you just find me, say, hey, dude, I want to be on the show. We'll set up the time to meet with the mics, and then we'll record with Nate.
I feel like we should set up a like a game, like almost like a scavenger hunt. Like they need to find you, but then also find you and have like some special item with them.
Bribery will get you more airtime.
Let's say you have to give Donovan something more than a business card, at least a sticker. I'd say give Donovan Berry a sticker and you get on for sure.
The cooler maybe the item, button. The cooler the item will look in my office, the more airtime people get.
Mm-hmm. It cannot be more expensive than a Sharpie marker.
Well, if it was, it wouldn't fit right in my office.
Right. It's got to be small. It cannot be expensive. That's what you get. It's sort of like bribery, but really what we're doing is we're collecting memories from the people that are going to be
like,
on the show.
It's like try buying stuff for a designer that has junk all over
it. I almost want to say it can't be something that you go out and buy. It should be, you know what it should be? It should be swag. It should be swag that does not come in the Howe Conference swag bag.
Bonus points for anything that is cool, but also somehow has the numbers 36 on it.
Okay, also that. So a 36 item that you did not buy. I think that the litmus test here has to be you cannot go out and buy it because I don't want that.
Okay, if it's the cost of like a Sharpie marker and it's like a buck, that's not really buying, that's just picking up.
Okay. What I think I'm most interested is like if you have swag, give Donovan some swag, get on the Reflex Blue show. There you go. That's what it should be. And then we will have the end result of that is that we'll have this massive collection, hopefully, of the three people that listen to the show at the Howe Conference.
So we'll have 3 36s.
Okay. So we'll have a couple of those. But then we'll be able to say, like, you know, here are the people that we hung with.
And I'll like also have 36-point stickers that I'll be handing out as well.
Right.
In
we
addition
got those.
To
hey, our 36-point
Now, the little stickers. Promo pack, I mean, that I'm giving out isn't like...
Oh, it's not... No, it's not
It's
like
not like
huge.
Expensive or anything.
It's super awesome. It is not the Donovan and Nate or Newton and Conrad action figures.
No.
Which we should totally do. That's why. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, 36-point blowing up this summer.
And speaking of a dollar, you can now buy photos from Veer for that or something, right?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Veer did their. That was a hell of a transition there,
yeah.
Mr. Berry.
Yeah, there you go.
Veer has launched their contributors. They're calling it Veer Contributors for right now, and it's basically. Oh no, they had another name for it. It's basically iStock, but they call it MicroStock. That's what it is.
Oh.
And so it's basically like Veer has their high-end, Veer things that they have, you know, both their own catalog and partnerships with people like CSA. But now they're opening it up for contributors, people that register at Veer.com to sort of fill in this catalog of micro stock, much in the same way that iStock works.
And iStock's actually owned by, is it Corbis or partially owned?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I mean one of the big photography places has a big ownership part of them.
Right. Okay.
So what's your take on that anyway?
Well, on the one hand, I kind of like it. On the one hand, I'm kind of iffy on what I hate to use the word micro stock, really. But honestly, there is money to be made in it. I mean, right. I've used iStock for clients. I used to be like, "Oh, iStock is ghetto. Don't use it." But no, there are times when you just need to damn well use it
because your client has a budget of zero.
Yeah, and your client has $5 to pay for photography, and that's just what you gotta do.
Or they have a budget. And it's either you take it or you give it to the photographer. Is that what you're saying, Nate?
Right. So, oh no, it's not. No, not that. So, but anyway, so I kind of like that. And anything, like, I value Veer as a brand that is a part of the design community, and I don't want them to go anywhere. So if they can remain Veer by opening up MicroStock and making small money,
well, and if someone could
then I'm all about it.
Yeah, and I have faith that, I mean, they know how to do some things that work well, so they might be able to do it correctly.
Maybe we should have Veer on to talk about this. If you can, hey, you know what, Veer, I'll bet you anything will be at the HAL conference. Maybe snag someone from the booth.
There you go.
There that, you go.
Okay.
But anyway, but they have, you got to sign up on the site, and they even have it like broken down per image, how much you, the designer, photographer, illustrator, would make per image. And it's pretty small. But, you know, if you're out there and you're an illustrator looking for some passive income, that might be a way to go. You got to submit like 10 images. Yes, I looked at all of this, so whatever. The hugs and love to Veer. All those guys out there are rad.
Hugs and loves to the under consideration for launching their FPO.
We haven't even talked about FPO.
No, in fact, old Bennett Hallsworth here from Nebraska, our man, he got on FPO with his Vanderslice poster.
Oh, he did, the thing that is hanging in the other room.
I saw it on FPO, and then I went and bought one.
Oh, nice, fantastic. Nice. Okay, that works.
If you want to cut out doilies and like letterpress him, or even think of doing that, Bennett's already done it. He's beat you to it.
So FPO is for print only, and it is the you kind of have to call it the SpeakUp replacement, even though that is not what it is.
No, SpeakUp got replaced by 18 different sites. FPO seems to be just one of them.
Right, right. It's all right. I mean, I don't have any design. I kind of just type them in, and I'll hit – I just hit under consideration and then open up some tabs and flip through the sites. I like it as a concept because it gives you real information about the print jobs. It gives you the paper budget. You know, it says this is the crap that went into making this job. So far, though, a lot of things on there – feature paper donations and printing donations and things like that.
Yeah, but that's how the cool stuff gets, because if we put our big poster that we did for Life in Abundance, mm-hmm. which is for sale, by the way.
Hey, by the way, store. Why haven't you submitted that to FPO?
I probably should.
Probably and then everyone would be like, that today, be like, dude.
They'll be like, how did you do this at a budget of zero? And we're like, oh, yeah, the printing and the paper was all donated.
You know how we do that project on a budget of zero? You just are us.
Sure.
That's right, because we rocked that.
No, market. Actually, we really got to thank Spark Stationery.
Spark Stationery.
Really, I mean, they really
need a paper.
Their printing is fantastic, and their paper's fantastic at Nina.
Yeah. Nina and Spark came through on it. What's the, it's a.
And even the other designers we got who volunteered their time, you know, J.A., Christine, Steve.
Steve, yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, we couldn't even afford them for the day otherwise.
So we should probably send that into FPO, because it's rad.
It's probably a good idea. I'm waiting to get my photos back of it, like the professional ones.
Oh, you got the nice photos taken.
Well, I'm getting them taken.
We should talk about this offline. I don't know if this is a good show. Well, I don't know if this is like the
reason,
radio that people want to hear.
The only reason they're not done is the photographer just had a kid. Congratulations, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
And so my project, I think, got kind of thrown a little bit behind
put on the back burner for the baby. Gotcha. Yeah,
baby diaper changing time.
One thing that I got to say about FPO, on the off chance that its creators might be listening, is that it would be really great if you would be able to click that giant photo that is always cropped and never shows the whole project and go to the full post. Don't make me scroll down. Don't make me scroll past everything else on my tiny ass monitor to click to see the whole post.
You really need to get off the eMac.
I do, but okay. You know, even if you're on like a 13-inch
and when you get your
eMac,
last topic of the day, new iPhones.
Oh yeah, new and iPhones MacBooks. And new MacBooks. Hello, my comic was not lying when I said I was glad I had not bought a MacBook yet, because now they are better and less expensive. What up?
Well, I mean,
huh?
I bought my iPhone last year, and I'm on a 2-year plan, so I got to wait another year before I can get a new phone, or I got to pay full price for the phone.
Right. Because there's qualified buyer crap now, right? Like,
well, there was last time when I bought mine.
Yeah,
when the iPhone came out, they were $600, and technically they still are. Just when you sign up for like a 2-year plan, AT&T subsidizes it. Well, people kind of forget that, so then they're like, "Whoa, what?"
Yeah, well, I paid
$600 for my first phone, but all of a sudden I thought they went cheaper, and no, they really didn't.
But they're not really cheaper. Yeah, and AT&T's take on this, where they're not letting people like you upgrade at the subsidized price, is because, well, they already paid for a lot of your phone once.
Right.
It doesn't make sense for them to pay for a new phone.
I understand that.
At this point, I don't have an iPhone yet, but at the new prices, I did let the rest of my family unit know that when my current contract is up and I'm with Alltel, which just got bought by Verizon, who does not yet have.
You don't want that. You don't want that Verizon logo on your phone, dude. That's embarrassing.
No, I don't. No, I loved it when I was a Sprint customer.
If you have a Verizon phone, you take that like some black tape or something.
Yeah,
you
just stick it a little electrical tape and just put it over the logo.
That's embarrassing.
I have made the rest of my family informed that when my contract is up, I'm moving to an iPhone, and that's just going to happen. Just going to happen. You can't be a designer in this day and age and not have one of those. Do you know what it would be like for you to go to the HAL conference and not have an iPhone? You'll never know. But you should just, like, on the first day, just don't have it with you. Just have your, like, somebody, like, your other old phone with you so that you can experience
what my life
is like.
Maybe I should go to the store and see what phone has the largest Verizon logo on it and get that one.
No.
Maybe the entire back could be the Verizon logo.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. They're, like, the biggest and... Quite honestly, they're a pretty good cell phone company. God,
I know that
logo sucks.
I know that's the problem.
Ugh.
Okay.
You know what you should do? You should solve that problem for him, Don Fimbiri. You should just tell him, "Hey, I'm Don Fimbiri. I solve problems. I'm here to do your logo, Verizon." Hey, is that a show? Are we good? Have
would
we covered
I, would
our
I have
whole
to, Would
list?
I have to get rid of my iPhone if I did that? You want to support the companies you do work for and be hard.
No, dude, because you know what? That would be balls out to be in your Verizon branding meeting and whip out your iPhone. It'd be a lot like whipping out your junk. Just be like, "Hey, Verizon, yeah, check it out."
I don't think that works.
I think you should totally do that. I would love to hear a story of anyone doing
that. All right, well, if you've done that, leave a comment.
Leave a comment at 36points.com. This has been the Reflex Blue Show.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks at the HAL conference.
Well, I will. Nate will be.
I'll be back here. Whatever. You can see me on iChat.
To send questions or comments to The Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.
Don't think we forgot the most important part of the show. Hey, it's Meg Reyes with the student tip.
Awesome, thanks guys. Okay, so for this student tip, I want to talk about something called the fresh eyes approach. Professionals do this now, but it takes students a little bit longer to kind of get the concept of this. And I was there. I used to work on projects straight, 12 hours straight, right till the last minute to get things done. But I think one of the best ways to approach a project in any design project is to work on it, put your heart and soul into it and then stop. Get up, take a break, watch some TV or go for a walk, hang out with friends. And then only until after you've forgotten about your project should you come back to it. That way you come back with literally fresh eyes. And in taking yourself out of the problem and looking at it again, you kind of realize, oh man, that kind of looks a little funky. Maybe I should do this instead. So kind of taking yourself away from your design project for so long and then coming back to it is really going to help you out.